Well, welcome to the local parts. Do you know, it's been an amazing weekend. For those of you who last weekend had that the kind of long weekend with a couple of extra days off, it was all because of this.
Lord, we remember. We remember when, during the Second World War, the whole British Army was about to be wiped out at Dunkirk. And the King called a whole nation to pray and went himself. And tens of thousands, millions of people gathered in churches and cathedrals to plead with you. And then, in your providence and mercy, Hitler ordered his tanks to stop, and the seas became calm, and the small boats were able to go and rescue the great majority of those soldiers. Lord, in your providence, you have sometimes allowed people to experience defeat, and sometimes allowed them to experience victory. So we come to you and we pray that this nation would not rely on itself, that all the nations of the world would acknowledge you as King, and that when we seek peace, we would seek it in your name. And if we are ever compelled to fight, may it be that we do so in a just and right and honorable way. We come to you and ask your blessing upon each one of us gathered here. We're here for different reasons. We're here with different circumstances. May it be that your word speaks to us, may it speak to our hearts and change us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord our God. We pray for those who cannot be here, those who are sick, those who are on holiday, those who have to work, and those who've lost all desire to come and worship.
Now, I have to say, as a foreigner here, that Anzac Day completely astounds me. That, by the way, was the last post, which was played by Chin Wei, who is a wonderful violinist who attends our church. And I found the whole service incredibly moving. And I was at Spears Point and had friends I know who were at Nobby's and others who were at Civic Park. I don't know if you attended one of the Dawn events, but one of the things that astounded me at Spears Point was the number of young people, not just families, but also young men and young women. Also, that largely for the full hour and a quarter, people were very respectful. And there was thousands and thousands. And I thought the whole thing was done really well, especially the prayers from the schools. And there was no booing at any point either. The one negative, if I would say at all, I mean, Spears Point, you've got also that lovely viewpoint overlooking the lake. But the one negative I would say was the handful of people who were joggers or cyclists who continued on the track through the ceremony. Could they not even have thought to go around? Is their world so self-obsessed? Were they that ignorant that they didn't know what was going on? They could have gone around. It would have taken them a couple of extra minutes to do that. But no, they insisted on going right through the crowd. I was just, yeah. But it was just a beautiful thing. I would say other news that we've got here. Hunter unemployment has risen to 4.8% in March, which is not good news. There's a 1.3 million upgrade at TAFE in Cessnock, aiming to boost training for skilled workers, which is good news. And a new disability support site in Singleton, opened by My Way, which is fabulous. In 2025-26, Lake Macquarie beaches attracted 1 million visitors in that year. And Belmont's got another £500,000 for better disability access. And one other thing, an area that I just love going to. If you've never been here, I would highly recommend it. Glenrock Reserve is ranked in the New South Wales top 10 for bushwalking and biking. I love walking at Glenrock. So many places it's good to walk at, but you know, Glenrock is just one of those special ones. Oh, and I did say I would mention this. Sorry, one further item. The Salvation Army's Red Shield Appeal has launched, and its purpose, of course, is to aid the vulnerable. So there's so much going on in our area. I am not sure, in the context of the news that we just looked at, how many Malawians or people from Mali are here with us. But if you are and you're listening to this, please do get in touch. It would be lovely to hear from you. And I guess all of us continue to be impacted by the other issues that we look at, which doubtless we shall return to. Anyway, join me after the break for the final word.